the National Cybersecurity Centre and the Garda National Cybercrime Bureau are both warning business owners of an increased risk of ransomware. The agencies have observed a trend of small and medium-sized businesses being increasingly targeted by ransomware groups when, in the past, these criminals typically focused on larger organisations. Richard Brown is the director of the National Cybersecurity Centre and he joins us now. Richard Brown, if you can start with the basics, what exactly is a ransomware attack? I know we're talking about it a lot, but just if you can give us the detail again.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. It's relatively straightforward. Essentially, a ransomware attack is when a criminal actor or a private individual takes control of your network and then uses a piece of software to encrypt your network, all of the data on your network. That means that you no longer have access to it and you're reliant on them, at least in theory, giving you a key, a piece of software to unlock your data, your information, your business in some cases. It's also worth noting that in many cases, these cryptoware attacks also involve an extortion element. That is, they will steal your data at the same time and they will threaten you with its public release or its release to your customers, your clients, unless you pay them further cash, money, Bitcoin or whatever it might be. So these are these attacks have been known for a very long time, 20, 25 years at least.
Yeah.
And the types of entities that are hit traditionally have been larger ones because they're more likely to pay in blunt terms. But what we've seen, and it's happened globally in the last couple of months, is a shift by the ransomware groups for a number of different reasons towards smaller victims.
And what are those reasons?
From our perspective, we think there's at least two reasons. The first reason is that the bigger entities have gotten better at protecting themselves and less likely to pay. So it's become less profitable to go after bigger entities. At the same time, some of the ransomware groups have gotten a lot of attention from law enforcement and security entities around the world. And several of them have been either taken down or significantly reduced in their effects, which means that some of them have fractured. In other words, you've individuals with skills in this space who are no longer part of a criminal collective who are out on their own. And while they may not be able to go after a large entity, as part of a team, as an individual, they can go after smaller companies quite readily. That's what we're seeing.
And what's the problem from your perspective about paying out? I mean, if it works, you get your IT system back up and running, and then you can implement the security to ensure it doesn't happen again.
Three things. I suppose the first one is that if is doing a lot of work there. In many cases, when people pay, they don't get their data back. They don't get access to their data. Remember, the criminal actor's primary interest in this is to ensure that you can't get access to it. What happens after you pay your money is in many ways of secondary interest to them. So what they do is they'll give you an unlocker, a decryptor, which in theory will allow you to access your systems. In many cases, it doesn't. That's point one. The other reason, some of them are moral, because you're paying criminals to conduct further attacks. The other reasons are that once you pay, you will get a reputation for paying. And we've seen consistently, both here and internationally, that entities that pay are hit again. Sometimes by the same group, sometimes by different groups, because word gets around. And if an entity gets a reputation for paying out a ransomware, they will be hit again.
Well, what can we do if you happen to be a small and medium-sized business and you are now your ears are pricking up as you're listening to this new threat? I mean, one of the things, obviously, is to back up.
Yeah, I mean, so first of all, we have a lot of resources on our website, ncsc.gov.ie, specifically around this exact issue. So we have a very specific ransomware guide, which would be very useful for smaller businesses and individuals. We have a much larger 12-step guide, which might be more appropriate for slightly larger businesses. And the Gardaí, the GNCCB have resources on their website as well. More specifically, there's three things everybody should be doing anyway. One of them is you need to have backups. You need to have resilient offline and online backups. You need to have a plan. You need to know what you do if you wake up one morning, you walk into your office and your business is gone. It's locked. You need to know what you do in that circumstance. The other thing you need to do is you need to have multiple factor authentication on all of your passwords and all of your accounts. We still see on a regular basis incidents that occurred because people didn't have multiple factor authentication. By the way, that goes for your social media accounts, it goes for your email accounts, just as much as it does for your own systems. And lastly, this is just as important, you need to have a very good, strong password policy. We still see situations where people's passwords are guessed. It might sound strange.
Or password.
2022.
Yeah. Just one other trend which you picked up on was the fact you're observing a targeting of industries which are providing critical services to government. And obviously this follows on from yesterday's attack in the UK in which a software supplier was targeted, leading to knock-on impacts on the NHS. What can you tell us about that?
So this is something that has gone on for a while, but we've seen an increased prevalence of it in the last couple of months. Essentially what this is, Critical operators, government departments, agencies, utilities often rely on third parties for some software services. And those entities, because they are often advertised that they do this, that makes them a larger target for cryptware operators, because the operators reckon that these guys are more likely to pay. So we've seen this happen repeatedly in the last couple of months, both here and abroad. And we've seen this persistent attempt by entities to compromise the critical services used by these entities. Now, happily, in many cases here, while an entity has been ransomware or has been subject to an incident, the critical services have been separate and distinct because that's part of the contract with government or whatever it might be. But sooner or later, we are going to have an issue whereby a critical service here is affected in some way by a ransomware operator. And these critical entities, vendors, if you like, or vendors of critical services, are going to have to take even more care around their own security because they're, whether they like it or not, they're indirectly involved in providing a public service.
Richard Brown, Director of the National Cybersecurity Centre, thanks for joining us.